Many years ago, I have Irish friends. They've been in Australia for a long time, but they're still as Irish can be. And I was at their home, and they have, at that stage, they had five little children. And one of the children was, the little boy, was misbehaving. And as you go into their home, they had a picture of the Sacred Heart on one side of the entrance inside the hallway, and then on the other side they had the picture of the Holy Family. And of course the Holy Family had Joseph and Mary and little baby Jesus there. Anyway, the little fellow was playing up, and I've not long arrived, and he was playing up just mischievously. The mother, this Irish mother, she grabbed hold of him by the hand and dragged him down the passageway, the entrance to the house, holding his little hand like this. And then she said, and she's pointing up to the Holy Family picture, and she's saying to the little fella, "Baby Jesus saw you do that. Baby Jesus saw you do that." He did. "Baby Jesus saw you do that. And so did Santa Claus." And when I get this gospel, because it always talks about behaviour, and I often think of that, and we start with the kids, don't we, trying to teach them what is the right behaviour, the right thing to do, how to make good choices in their life. And here we have today Paul talking to adults as a house prisoner in Rome, teaching them about behaviour. And then in the gospel, we have Jesus finishing up by saying, when that my Father returns with his angels, he will be assessing or judging those according to their behaviour. So I'll go back to Paul there. And Paul has actually given us, in my view, what I would call St. Paul's theology of the body. So Pope St. John Paul II wrote a lot on the theology of the body in a modern context. But it was also based on the magisterium and the tradition of the church as well, and especially the early church, of course, and the biggest influence there was St. Paul. So I did want to this morning just draw your attention to what St. Paul is teaching us about our behaviour in terms of the human body. The striking words from St. Paul there are, "I beg you, in a way that is worthy of thinking beings, by offering your living bodies as a holy sacrifice, truly pleasing to God." By offering your bodies as a holy sacrifice, truly pleasing to God. Now, the sacrifice that people were used to at that time when they came to the temple were things like a lamb, an unblemished lamb. It would be also things like the first fruits of the harvest. They were bought because they were pure. And then there would be, for the poor, it would be two turtle doves, we're told. So these things were, in one sense, rather simple, but they were creative, but they needed to be pure. Paul's theology of the body does not separate body and soul. The whole person in his theology and what he's giving to us and the church is when we make our offering to God, when we bring ourselves to God as the sacrifice, make sure that the whole of us is pure and unblemished. And as a result of that, I go through what Paul has fairly succinctly put there. And I just want to give you a little reflection, if you like, that you can use as what we would call an examine. An examine is from the Ignatian tradition primarily, where at the end of each day or during the course of our week, usually towards the end of the week, we review where in our life God was present, where we noticed his presence, and then we would ask ourselves, what did we do with that? What happened as a result of my noticing God's presence, or what didn't I do with it? I'm simplifying the process. It's about five steps in an examine. And that's what I would like to give to you this morning, is look at Paul's theology of the body. In other words, making our whole self a pure sacrifice. You've already begun that by turning up here today. So you are bringing yourself forward as the offering. Lord, do with me what you will. So that's already begun. But now I just want you to think about your whole life, every fibre of your being, and see how we respond. Now, if we bring a pure sacrifice, our body to God, so let's start with the head, because Paul says, I want you to think of your sacrifice as a thinking being. So when I look at our mind, our head, we ask ourselves, is my mind closed or do I have an open mind? A closed mind is somebody who lives purely by the black and white letter of the law. There is no room for possibilities. There is no room for creativeness. There's no room to be stirred up, even challenged, because this is the way it is. Now, be careful with all of this during the Voice referendum that's coming up. In the Voice, you will not hear the church say, you must vote this way. You will not do that. What you will hear the church say is, inform yourself so that when you make your decision, you are a thinking person. And then next you would connect that to your heart. So know what it is that you're going to assess and mark when you come to the referendum, for example. You will not be forced. The church does not impose. The church proposes. So we propose for you to make sure that you understand the whole situation. Be a thinking person. It's a very good reading to bring prayerfully into the contemplation and our understanding of the upcoming referendum. Next, I would look at, say, our ears. I'm going to move down our body. And I think of this pure sacrifice, this pure body. So my ears, am I deafened by the sounds of this world? Do I keep my fingers or little white things in my ears to stop hearing the cry of the poor? Are my ears open to the groaning of creation? This is the season of creation, September. That's how the Universal Church celebrates. But is my mind, and my ears just closed to the din of the world? Or am I truly open to hearing, as I say, the cry of the poor, those around me? Do I listen to their needs or do I just shut myself down? Now look at my eyes. Do I look in my life, do I use my eyes to look for things that are base? Now the things that are base in life lead to, well, the over-sexualisation, for example, of the human body. Because this is about our body. And that's a very big influence these days. And that, of course, then that leads to the terrible evil of pornography. It's all visual stuff. So with our eyes, do we open our eyes to see the beauty that is in the world, the beauty of creation? Or am I so focused on things that simply just please me? I would just really ask each of us to think about these things as we move through the whole person this morning. My tongue, do I use my voice, my tongue, to praise people, to bring goodness and affirmation into my relationships and into the world? Or am I a critical person, always looking at the negative and speaking the negative and using my tongue to put people down? These things apply to all of us, the church as well. I look at my heart. When we talk about the heart, we talk, do you have a hard heart or is your heart warm and open? A hard-hearted person attracts hard-hearted people. They are primarily quite negative, and just bubbling below the surface is anger. A warm-hearted person is open and they will even take a calculated risk in life, even risks in relationships. A warm-hearted person understands that there is the possibility of my heart being hurt, but with that possibility, my heart can be healed as well. I can be an instrument to heal people's hearts if my heart is warm. If it is cold and hard, that doesn't happen, and I tend to live a life in darkness and miserableness and negativity. My hands, do I use my hands as I move down this sacrificial body? Do I use my hands to build up or do I use them to knock down, to put down? And that can be sometimes physical. Anger once it's expressed in the eyes, is usually expressed in the hands. So do I use my hands to build up, to add to the beauty of the earth in this creative time, in this creation season? The next thing I would say is our sexuality as we move down our body. Do I use my sexuality to satisfy me, or do I use it as a holy communication with my partner and God? That's a very personal thing. But in this day and age, sexuality is really pushed out into the open. And there are trends that become quite apparent. But are they things that build up the good of humanity and the individual, or are they things that are actually quite destructive to the beauty and the goodness of human sexual communication? Our feet. Do I run through my life, or do I hasten slowly? Running in my life usually takes me away from something. Not always. I can run too to help somebody. Of course I can. But with our feet, if I'm a slower paced person, I tend to take in more. If I'm a fast running person, and I know that I usually walk fairly fast because my mind is already on to the next thing, I've got to physically slow myself down to pay attention to the here and now. That's a real challenge for me in my life, honestly, because I'm here with you now at 8:30 and my mind is partly on the 10 o'clock crowd. And then it's on the next thing after that. So it's a real challenge, I'll just tell you, and it takes a discipline to slow ourselves down. What direction are my feet facing? Are they facing toward helping, or are they turning away? When you see a person begging or at the entrance to a shopping mall or something, do you walk up to them or do you walk around them? Concentrate on all of the parts of your holy sacrifice, which is your body. So we bring our honour and our praise to God with an unblemished body. We know that we are people who are weak and we have our faults. But this is a very good time in this season of creation to see whether I am a giver or a taker in the beauty of this world. And in all things, whether my weakness is taking and my goodness is giving, make sure that we understand we bring that to God, not to me. It's not to do with me. I am simply an instrument. But that is the sacrifice. We are the unblemished. We are trying to be the unblemished as we bring our offering to praise God. Let me please finish with the opening prayer of this Mass today. It is very pertinent to what I'm trying to say there. As we examine our whole self, our whole life, what sort of person do I bring to bring praise to God? And how do I do that? God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured.